With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration has lifted its restrictions on commercial flights that had been imposed during the government shutdown.
The FAA says flight schedules have returned to normal. The restrictions were imposed during the government shutdown at 40 major U.S. airports. They had been in place since November 7th and had affected thousands of flights. The FAA says they were needed to ease the strain on the aviation system and to help manage staffing shortages at air traffic control facilities. The flight cuts started out at 4% and increased to 6% before the FAA on Friday rolled them back to 3%. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former official at the Federal Reserve violated the central bank's ethics rules. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Former Fed Governor Adriana Kugler, who retired in August, listed several stock trades in her financial disclosure documents for 2024 that violated the central bank's ethics rules. The transactions are outlined in a report released by the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. Fed officials are barred from investing in individual stocks, bonds, or cryptocurrencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has announced that he's scrapping some U.S. tariffs on things like beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a broad swath of other commodities. Because of so many complaints about high prices, Republican strategist Darren McGuire says the White House tariff policies are working.
President Trump smartly is making moves to open up more trade lanes and remove barriers so we can remove tariffs on things to make them more affordable and you can buy them here in the United States. And that should go for everything.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network on Wall Street. It's slow going. The Dow is off 270 points right now. The Nasdaq down 115. This is SRN News. A date has been set for a key Supreme Court case. Here's Michael Herring.
The justices will sit on January 13th to hear arguments on the constitutionality of two state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams in Idaho and West Virginia. A growing number of states are passing similar statutes amidst backlash from parents, coaches, and feminists over the gradual invasion of female sports by males. A ruling in the case is expected in the summer of next year and promises to be another landmark. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alabama Educational Television Commission might become the first state network to sever ties with the public broadcasting system. The possibility comes after President Trump and Congress withdrew their funding for the nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides grants to public radio and TV stations. The president pointed to PBS's liberal leanings and promotion of the LGBTQ agenda, especially in its children's programming. This is SRN News. A top Border Patrol commander touted dozens of arrests in North Carolina's largest city on Sunday as Charlotte residents reported many encounters with federal immigration agents, some of them taking place near churches, apartment complexes, and stores. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with more details.
The Trump administration has made the Democratic city of about 950,000 people its latest target for an immigration enforcement surge it says will combat crime, despite fierce objections from local leaders and downtrending crime rates. Gregory Bovino, who led hundreds of U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in a similar effort in Chicago, took to X to document a few of the more than 80 arrests he said agents have made. Bovino, head of a Border Patrol sector in El Centro, California, and other Trump administration officials have called their actions appropriate for growing threats on enforcement agents. Bernie Bennett reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.